Here's something that's difficult to understand. You can't earn eternal life. No matter how hard you try, how hard you work at it, you simply cannot earn your way into heaven. It's completely and utterly impossible. That's why this whole living a basically good life thing is not enough. It's never, ever going to be your ticket into heaven. You can only receive the gift of eternal life by believing, through faith. It's kind of a bit weird. It can be difficult to get your mind around. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. And look, stay tuned, because at the end of today's message, I'm going to tell you about a special booklet that I'd love to send you to help you have a rich, dynamic relationship with Jesus. You know, as I look at God's story and how he deals with us, truly some days it doesn't make sense. God is God. He creates the universe, the earth, everything that's in it, you and me, humanity, the only species made in his image, always knowing that we'd rebel against him, that we'd turn away. And he only has two choices. He either lets us suffer the consequences of that by never having a relationship with him, or somehow he has to pay for our rebellion to bring us back home. He chose the latter. He chose for Jesus to die on that cross for you and for me. And then he comes along and says, actually, you don't have to work your way into my good books. That's not how it goes. Just put your faith in my son, Jesus, and what he's done for you on that cross. And if you do that, I'll forgive you. Then you can have a relationship with me. I know the whole point of him creating you and me was so that we could know him and have a relationship with him and be blessed by him. And I know the reason he gave us a free will was that unless we had that, the relationship between us and God could never really be a relationship of love. But Jesus dies on the cross, and I get all that just by believing? It sounds too easy, doesn't it? Surely it can't be that easy. God wants to make it really clear. You see this right through the New Testament. We're going to have a little read of it shortly, one part. That having a relationship with him is not about following a bunch of rules. You know, so many places in this world, religion teaches that if you're going to be in God's favor, you have to meet up to these standards. You have to follow these rules. But God's really clear. It's not about getting everything right every day. It's not about missing out on fun or anything like that. Yesterday, we looked at this explanation. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 3, verse 21 and following. The righteousness from God, apart from the law, apart from following a bunch of rules, has been made known. This righteousness comes from God, and we get it through faith in Jesus Christ, and it's available to all who believe. You see, there's no difference between us, because we've all sinned, we've all fallen short of the glory of God, and we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came from Christ Jesus. You know what the word justified means? It means to have a right standing. If a criminal is convicted of something in a court, the criminal goes to jail, he pays the price, and when the price is paid, he comes out of jail and he has a right standing with society, with the law. And what God's saying here through Paul is that we get that right standing not by going to jail, not by dying on the cross, but by believing that Jesus died for us on the cross. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement, and we get that through faith in him. Jesus is the sacrifice. Jesus pays the price. And all God wants us to do is believe in him. It takes a bit of wrapping your mind around, doesn't it? Almost as though the Apostle Paul knew that. So he uses the story of Abraham, the father of the nation of Israel, to explain how it actually works. See, God is in the faith business. God takes Abraham, this old man, centuries before Jesus walked on this earth. And he says, look, I'm going to give you a promised land, and you're going to have so many children. Now, Abraham's old, Sarah's old, they have no children, they haven't been able to have kids, but God promises him a son and some land. It's hard to swallow. But nevertheless, Abraham sets off on the journey out of this place called Ur, where he was very comfortable and very wealthy, to this promised land. He sets off in faith, and ultimately God's promises are realized. It's an amazing story. It starts in Genesis chapter 12. Only takes about a half an hour to read. It's a really good story. And one day, Abraham's struggling with this promise. I mean, it took 25 years after that promise to have the son. You can't blame the guy. Have a listen to this struggle. Genesis chapter 15, verses 5 and 6. Abraham said, God, What can you give me, since I still remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. The word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. And God took him outside of the tent and said, Look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. He said, So shall your offspring be. And Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited that to Abraham as righteousness. What a beautiful picture. Even back then, God is in the faith business. Think about it. God's in the spiritual dimension. You and me, we have a spirit, but he puts us into the physical dimension. We can't see him. And he asks us simply to believe. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says this, Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him has to believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So Abraham follows God on this 25-year-old journey. He believes God. He puts his trust in him. He had faith, not perfect, mind you. And here's the outcome. Paul records it in Romans chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. It wasn't through following a bunch of rules that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be the heir of the world, but through the righteousness that came by Abraham's faith. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. You see what God's saying here? If Abraham had worked his way into this position of favor, it wouldn't be grace. But against all hope, Abraham believed in God, and so he became the father of many nations. See, it's a practical example of how God works. Let's have a listen. Against all hope, Romans chapter 4, verse 18, Abraham in hope believed, and so he became the father of many nations, just as it had been promised to him. So your offspring shall be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he promised to do. That's what it means. It was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" were not written for him alone, but for you and me too. You see how this practical example from Paul helps? Abraham's faith was not some comfortable armchair remote control kind of faith. It was an out there, leave the comfort zone, be on the journey, live by faith kind of faith. That sort of faith, putting our trust in God's grace, extravagant grace, is not in the armchair. It says, I am going to live my life as though I am the righteousness of God, as though I do have a right standing with God because I do, because I believe in Jesus Christ. That's it, full stop. That's what it means to be a Christian, nothing less, nothing more. I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, and no war, no pain, no person, no situation, no fear, no stock market crisis, nothing can take that away from me. And all this comes through Jesus' sacrifice, and we get that when we believe in that. Why is that? Listen again to what Paul says. The promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and not by works. God wants you and me to have a wondrous relationship on his terms, and those terms are grace, not by working our way into that relationship according to a bunch of rules. No, by grace, extravagant grace. That's God's plan. It's the only way. Jesus. God is a God who wants to bless you, who wants to pour his extravagant grace out on you to give you a new life, however impossible that might seem given the things you have going on in your life just at the moment. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called God's Abundant Blessing, and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you actually lay hold of his mighty blessing and his extravagant grace. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.